Good morning, the Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking.
Oh, hi, Kiri. This is Natalie. Hey, we've got a galah that we've had since it was a baby and fell out of a tree because it can't fly.
Yeah.
And it has a very big feather cyst behind its legs and underneath its tail.
Okay.
And it's sort of at the point where we need to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys operate and remove feather cysts?
Like, definitely if something like that is required, we can definitely look at surgery for that. What we would need to do first is to do an initial consult and assessment to see exactly the extent of what's going on there. And then we could provide an estimate of the procedure if that's what's required to go ahead with. We generally
do
the procedure.
Yep, you go.
I was just going to say, we do the procedures weekday, so Monday through to Friday. And then, yeah, so initially it would be in a consult. Is it bleeding or is it causing
ulceration? Yeah, it's bleeding. It's bleeding and it's gotten worse. So, yeah, it's gotten to, and it's very huge.
Yeah, okay, certainly. Yeah, so it is definitely something that we can provide. Is it actively bleeding at the moment, like dripping blood, or is it just like oozing?
I'm not sure because Mum just called me. I would say not, probably, like, I think, oh, I don't know. I don't think it's actively dripping, but I think it's bleeding more than at a point that it's like we shouldn't leave it.
Yeah, okay, certainly. Yeah. So the answer to your question is yes, we can definitely do surgery to remove something like that, but it also obviously depends on the extent and what's going on, so an initial assessment is required.
Yeah, and so we're over in Narangba, and obviously that's driving a bird in a car in a cage over to Redcliffe.
Yeah.
Is there any help in a photo first, or do you really need to actually see the bird? Because I imagine
we do need to see the bird because obviously feathers can mask a lot of the area that is required to be removed and the extent of the actual cyst.
It's just a big cyst underneath that you can see. There's no feathers masking it. It's really more about whether the operation is going to kill the bird. But I think we're at the point where the bird's going to die if we don't do something.
So we would need to see the bird in person and then look at obviously doing the procedure. This week I could offer an initial assessment. I just couldn't offer the actual procedure itself this week. If you're wanting to try potentially to do it all in the one visit, it obviously would depend how old are we? Like how long have you had this guy for?
Oh, I think Mum said it might be 14 years old or something.
Yeah. So they may initially want to do some blood work just to make sure that obviously the liver, kidneys and everything like that are all okay. There's no concerns that might implement either going ahead with a procedure or anything like that.
This is probably not a choice. It's either die the other way or die trying to fix it. They usually take steps and go slowly to make sure it'll be successful, but I don't know do you know what I mean? If we can cut steps, we might have to.
So obviously initial assessment with the doctor and then they would look at booking in for a procedure if that's what's needing to be done.
And do you have any idea of cost?
The consult itself is $170. The actual procedure itself would depend on obviously how much time it would take to remove the mass, the cyst there, and things like blood work and things like that if required. So they would be able to give you an estimate at the time of assessment to let you know what the cost would be moving forward.
It would have been like it's good to have sort of a ballpark. If you gave me a lower and a higher number, that would be really helpful.
Has it been diagnosed as a definite feather cyst or is it a lipoma or something like that?
No, I couldn't say. I couldn't,
okay.
yeah.
Yeah, like the, yeah. Unfortunately, gauze are quite common to get, like bleeding type masses, lipomas, things
Mm-hmm.
like that.
Yeah.
There, and yeah, the cost of procedures can vary greatly. You could look at anywhere from $800 to $1,500
Okay.
for the actual procedure. But that, as I said, is just a very broad estimate off the top of my head. We'd
And that
obviously be able to
doesn't
give you.
include the blood and that.
Not necessarily the whole blood work. It just depends. Like if we do in-house bloods, you're looking at roughly around about the $130 mark. To send off bloods, you're looking at anywhere from about $200 to $350, depending on the full panels that we might require. But as I said, the doctors will be able to give you a better estimate at the time.
Okay, and so, and you were saying you might not be able to do it all at once this week. Yeah, all right. What I'll do is I'll feed this back to Mum. Sorry, it's really hard. I know it's extra hard when it's like me talking for Mum, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah, so, yeah, sending a picture is probably not going to be null and void to be able to give you a greater estimate or anything like that. But, yeah, if you go on the view that we'd have to do an initial assessment,
mm-hmm.
potentially we would not be doing surgery at the time of the actual assessment, depending on what the lump is, how it's presenting.
Mm-hmm.
If it is has been oozing, bleeding, things like that, obviously time we would have to probably
time
look at doing sooner than later because, yeah, they don't hold a lot of blood birds, so obviously they can't afford to lose much blood as well. But yeah,
so,
just have a chat with your mum, and then if you do want
to
go, sorry, what was that?
I don't mean to talk over you all the time. Sorry, when would the initial be? Could we get in today?
Today, unfortunately, I think we're fully booked up. I'm just double checking here for you.
Thanks.
We are fully booked up today. I could do initial assessment. We do have an availability at 2:40 would be the first available time tomorrow, but obviously
okay.
surgery, if that was looking at down the track, would be next week. It wouldn't be tomorrow.
Yeah, it could be too late by tomorrow. I don't know. So I'll just have to keep ringing around and I will let you know as soon as I know. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Okay, all the best and give us a call
Bye.
If you do want to book in. Okay,
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.